Rabbi, just another knach before we go weiter. When Boaz tells Ruth how blessed she's going to be, he uses the following lashon. He says, Yishalim Hashem poleich. Hashem should pay back your actions, your deeds. Utehei maskuteich shleimo meim Hashem alekei Yisrael. And your reward should be complete. Shleimo. Ashebos lachso is tachas knof. Because you came, the simple reading of it is because you came to be protected by the Rabbanu Shalom. Tachas knof. That's what Boaz is telling us. But how does this flow? Hey, maskutah, you should get complete reward. Hey, maskutah, shlema. What's he trying to say? So I'm going to tell you mahalach that'll lead us straight till the end of the perek. But first I'm going to tell you a moira de gechap from the famous Rebbe Reb Herschel. He was the Rebbe of the Shach, Agon Olam. He says a pshat that also ties into this. Because the Medrash Rabbe on the pasuk, hey, maskutah, shlema, the Medrash Rabbah reads like this. Omar Rav Chosso, Asher Bos Lachsos. So basically, Rav Chosso comes in and he says, Tehei Maskutech Shlemi, you know why you're going to get full reward? Asher Bos Lachsos. So all he does is reads us the end of the Pasuk. Basically, that's what the Pasuk says. Tehei Maskutech Shlemi, you should get complete reward. Asher Bos Lachsos, Tachas Kenobov. So Rav Chosso comes, he just reads us the end of the puzzle. Everybody has what pshat is. Famous plea, many different pirushim. I'm going to tell you a thought from the Rebbe Reb Heschel. What he says, which mamish is mekaretz this beautifully. He takes on the following approach. Really, there's a famous shiloh, we spoke about this on Friday, Schar Mitzvah Bahaya Al Malek. In this world, there's no reward. So what do we get reward? For what do we get reward? So, the Rebbe Reb Heschel says the following, this is the pshat. Shlomo HaMelech says in Kohelas, Toivim HaShnayim Min HaEchad. Simple it reads, two are better than one. Because then they get reward for their amola, for what they put in. The Rebbe Reb Heschel had a goinish spin on what's going on. It's really Schar Mitzvah B'hai Al-Malek. Hashem doesn't give us reward in this world. So where do we get reward? We get reward in the next world. Kasha is, we know that Hashem has to keep the Torah. Hashem keeps Mishmarti. Hashem tells Klal Yisrael, I keep my Torah too. So why isn't it Bal Tolan? When you hire a worker, you have to pay him that day. You're not allowed to delay the payment. It's a lot. Bal Tolan. So how does Hashem delay giving us reward to the next world? Zok Tereb Rebesh. Because the halach is brought down in Choshe Mishpat. That if you hire a worker with a shliach, okay, which means, let's say I want to hire somebody to do work by me. So I send one of my kids, say, go hire the worker for me. And they go and they hire the worker. So now, there's no Bal Tolan. Bal Tolan is only if I directly hire the worker. Then if I don't pay him on time, there's a Bal Tolan. But if I didn't hire the worker directly, my shliach did it. In the halacha is, there's no Bal Tolan. In fact, a couple of years ago, the Kohel was learning Chesh Mishpat. And they were learning Bal Tolan. And I gave them a whole shiur on this. Because today, most companies have many layers. And you have the guy on top. He has somebody under him. And then you have the controller. And you have, so very often you could get hired without the balabas at all. Is there no Bal Tolan in that case? Is that called Ayidei Shliach? I'm not going to go into what the Pesach Halach is. Tzoli Namachlik is Rishenim, Adolun Shliach, Kamir is Das. I'm not going into that now. I'm just telling you what Reb Heschel says. Zok the Rebbe Reb Heschel. Hashem gave the Torah to Klal Yisrael through Moshe Rabbeinu. So he was hired, we were hired through a Shliach. There's no Baal Torah. But listen to it. Doesn't stop. He says, but Anoichi and Lo Yelecha, that we heard from Hashem directly. So for that there's reward in this world. For Anoichi and Lo Yeh, when you hire somebody through a Shliach, there's no Baal Tolan. So that's good for most of the Torah, right? But the first two mitzvahs, we hear directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So those two mitzvahs, there's a Baal Tolan. So for that, you get reward here in this world. What's the first two mitzvahs? Emunah. Anoichin le'yilucha. Says, listen to what he says. Says that's what Shlomo HaMelech is saying in Koheles. Toivim HaShnayim. The two, the first two dibris that we heard, mino echad from Hashem, Hashem hu echad. Toivim HaShnayim min echad. The first two dibris that we heard from Hashem, they're very good. You know why? Because we get schar toiv b'amalei. For that we get schar here in this world. Now listen, this schar is so good, I don't know if you'll be able to even function the rest of it, it's so gishmak. Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, kachi dar kisholtei. Pasma melech teichel, mayim ba mesur tishta, alo eretz tishem, chayi tzar tichye. Right? Then what does the Mishnah say? It says all the negative things, l'chayr. You're eating bread and salt, water with a measurement. U'b'chayi tzar tichye. You're living in pain. And then it says, u'batar ha'tomel, you're learning. V'imkach ha'tois, if you do this, ashmecha bo'ilam ha'zeh, v'toyim loch lo'ilam ha'boh. Right? You just said you're living in pain in this world. If it would say if you do this, you get Olam Haba, good. But it says this world, Ashrecha Bo'Olam Haba. Talk to Rebbe Reb Heschel. Torah is Bigmatria 611. Right? So really, because the two, Torah Tzivul on Moshe. Torah, we heard 611 mitzvahs we heard from Moshe. The first two we heard straight from Hashem. So it's very simple. Kachi da'ak shol Torah. Somebody only has the schusim of Torah alone, 611 mitzvahs. So he could do everything. B'chayitza. Al Eretz Tishan, b'chayitza tichye. But that's if it's Torah. But if it's batur, that's the extra two. Anoichin le'ilacha, 613. Then ashrecha b'olam ha'zeh. For the extra two, you get reward in this world. So toira, kachi darkish al toira, the 611 mitzvahs. Kake, chayitzam tichye. Big olam haba you have, chayitzam tichye. But batur, that's all known. For the extra two, not toira, batur. 613. Says that's why Pirkei Avos starts with Moshe Kibbul Torah Misinai. Because he says we start off by saying, Kol Yisrael yesh lom chelek l'olam habo. Is mashma olam habo, not olam hazeh. Why don't we have automatically olam hazeh? Because Moshe Kibbul Torah Misinai. Because it's Aliyah Shliach. Anyway, Rus. When she came to Klal Yisrael, she had no future. She had no future. Nothing. She had no money. She had no, we stressed this many times already. There was no future for her. Memela, since there was no future, she put her total trust in her bench. She was choyset tachas kanfei hashchit. She, b'derech hateva, she had nothing. She was a pauper at this point. Her mother-in-law was a pauper. She was mayavia. Nobody's going to marry her. Nothing. She has zero future. She put her total trust in her body. Menela, tehei maskur tech shlema. So if Chassa comes, he says, why are you going to get full reward? Not only reward in the next, reward in this world. Asher boslach, she's tachzim. because you put your total trust in the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's a noichi and loyilacha. Those are the first dibras. Melotei maskutach shleim. That's his beer, and that's what the Medrash means by saying the end of the pasuk. To tell you that's why it is complete. Okay, so that's his mahalach. I want to tell you another mahalach here, really along the lines that he's saying, but to really answer the hemshach advarim. Because if we go, so she spends the day there. She has a very successful day. She collects a lot of leket, and her mother-in-law is very impressed with what she comes back with. So her mother-in-law tells her, "Vatisa v'atova yair." She carries everything to the city, whatever she picked. "Vatitein lo es asher hoisa." She gave her what she had left over. Anyway, Naomi tells her, "Vatoimer lo chamoisa eifoi likat hayoim." Where did you pick leket today? Where did you go? Vonosis. Yehem akirech baruch. Whoever recognized you and gave you what you came back with, he should be blessed. Okay. So she tells her, Ruth says, the name of the person, Boyaz. Boyaz. That's his name. So Naomi goes, wow, Boyaz, Baruch Hashem, Asheloyaz of Eschazdo, Imachayim, Amesim. He's our relative, Korevlanoish. And the end is this becomes a shidduch. This ends up becoming a shidduch. Migayaleinu. Anyway, the pasuk ends that Ruth continued and stayed there by Boyaz's field. And Amitz Hashem, tomorrow we'll go through the third parak. We'll see how the shidduch evolves, how Ruth ends up becoming Mishudechas to Boyaz. Question is, why is Naomi giving a bracha to the one who Ruth collected from? When you collect leket or shikropeya, the owner of the field's not giving you anything. You're collecting. The stuff is there anyway. It's not that the owner of the field gives you something. That's madness, honey. The pay has to stay there. The leket has to stay there. The shikr has to stay there. So, if you have a good day in somebody's field, it's not because they recognize you. It's because you get credit for either for working hard, or his workers get credit for lousing up. But it's not a getter of the person's makir you. He gives you, he's makir toiv to you. No. It's all you pick up on the ground, whatever's hefker. Panim. So why is Naomi assuming Yehei Makirech Boruch? Naomi is right away assuming that the owner of the field helped her out. That's not normal. In fact, I'll tell you a chiddush. Al Pidin, the owner of the field is not allowed to help out. It says, "Lo'oni v'la'ger tazoi v'hisom, tazoi v'loy l'chalek la'anim." The owner of the field is not allowed to give out the matnas on him. He has to leave it in the field. There are certain things where the Mishnah brings down and pay it because the fruit are very high up or whatever. So that, by pay, he brings it down. But normally, the owner of the field leaves everything in the field, whatever he's obligated. So really, Naomi should tell her daughter-in-law, "I'm so proud of you. Look what you accomplished." Why is she giving a bracha to the Baal HaBayis? Hey, makireich baruch. The one who recognized you. Who said anybody recognized anybody? Only the chapella. Merei shevad gemir. It's a pella. So I'll tell you an idea that we could say here. And like I said, perhaps it could tie into what the Rebbe of Heschel saying. You could say it's like this. Unquestionably, Naomi was mainly impressed with her daughter-in-law. Look what her daughter-in-law accomplished. Look what she gathered up in one day. Unbelievable. But again, she's putting the emphasis on the owner of the field. Where did you collect? Yehei makirech baruch. Sometimes like this. Really, there's two ways to give tzedakah. And we've spoken about this in different sugyas. There's two ways to give tzedakah. One way to give tzedakah is you make the oni feel that he's a mekabel. You're a giver, and he's a receiver. That's one way to give tzedakah. If you give tzedakah in that way, it's always missing. The tzedakah is always a baal mum. It's chosam. It's missing. Why is it missing? Because the recipient feels like a schnorr. As long as you feel like a schnorr, you're a chosam. You're a chosam. You're missing. And that's the reason why I told this to you many times, why kalba savua was called kalba savua. The Gemara says in Gittin it's called kalba savua because anybody went into his house as hungry as a dog came out full. The Gemara in Gittin. Anybody came into kalba savua's house hungry like a dog came out full. So what was the kasha we had? That's the name you give somebody. Full dog. I asked the Oilam, what would you say if I did that by the dinner? I had an award, the Kalba Sevua Award, with the honorees called a dog, a full dog. And then I'm Masber, when the yeshiva is as hungry as dogs, we get full from him. I give him a big picture, beautiful picture with a Snoopy on it. Kalba Sevua. Sure. But what are we trying to bring out here? B'chlal, to talk about people like that, dogs. Kavra Bria. So the pshat I gave you was that Yeshaya Hanovi says the nefesh kelev az loises be'eno. The soul of a dog is never full. Why is it never full? So there's a lot of ways to learn. I gave you a simple pshat. The dog was generally a domesticated animal that lived with people. Right? And the dog was fed by people. As long as you're a schnorrer, you're never full. I could fill you up and you still feel like a schnorr. You don't feel good about yourself. You're a schnorr. You don't feel good. A schnorr doesn't feel good about himself. The pshat is, most people, if they feel like a schnorr, they're never going to be full. They're going to be like a dog. Kalba Sevua had an unbelievable accomplishment. He made people not feel like a dog. He made a person walk out of his home feeling soveya. He didn't make people feel like they're a nitzruch. He didn't make people feel like they're dependent on him. And because he didn't make people feel like they're dependent on him, they didn't walk out. They walked out differently than when they walked in. They walked in rov kakelev. They walked in like a dog, dependent. They came out. So they. How do you do that? You have to know how you do it. But that's what he managed to accomplish. Kalba Sevua. And that's why it was important to attach that to his name. So we understand, he didn't just feed people. He made people, in Yiddish we call it oishund. He took them, the dog out of them. He made them feel like people. That was the greatness of his stalker. And when a person gives stalker, that's really what he's supposed to do. How does one accomplish that? How do you make a person not feel like they're needed? So there's a beautiful Amartche Banet. He says it as a cute pshat. But it's not pshat in the Gemara, but it's such a true statement. Selazul tztaka b'shul sheyichi b'nei arez et tzadikom. The Gemara says above a basel or shoshone, if somebody gives tztaka, he says, I'm giving it on the condition I want my son to live. Nebuchadnezzar has a child that's sick, he gives the money tztaka, I'm not sheyichi b'nei, my son should live. Arez et tzadikom. So the Rishonim already point out, why is it called tzadikom? Tzadikom, you say it's arez et tztaka. So some have the gear said, that it was just Rosh HaTevis. It said, Areze, and it was a Tzadi Gimel there. Tzadi Gimel means stock or gemur. It's still completed stock. Not that you're a Tzadi Gomer for doing it. Stock, it's still stock. Ramartchai Banat says, what do we do with the gears the way it is? Tzadi Gomer. He says, the pshat is that when the guy gives stocker, he's giving stocker because he wants to give stocker. But he tells the Oni, I'm not doing this.
for you. Do it for me.
He says, the Gemara doesn't say, Hanoi Saint Stoko Bishul Shiyichbini. Ha'oimer. He tells that to the Oni. He makes the Oni feel that the Oni is doing him a toive. Ha'oimer sells him. That's a tzaddik. That's a tzaddik. The truth is, the Orachayim HaKadosh brings down that in Parshas Mishpat, it says, in Kesef Talbes Ami Esa'oni Imach, you'll give money, you'll lend money to a poor person. Esa'oni Imach. Simply read the Pasuk, it means the poor person amongst you. Imach, who's amongst you? He says, no. The Orachayim HaKadosh says, when you give money to a poor person, you lend money to a poor person, you should know, it's not your money. Why do you have money? Esa'oni Imach. Hashem took money and he put it in your rishus as a pikod. You should hold on to the oni's money. It's the oni's money. It's not your money. It's the oni's money. It's the oni imach. And Memele, that's expressed in how you give tzedakah. If you live up to this Arachayim HaKadosh, the oni doesn't feel like a star. You make him feel like, listen, we should. We should. This is something I have for you. It's not mine. It's yours. Hashem gave me the schus to be able to give it out. But it's yours. If you do it that way, and according to Arachayim HaKadosh, that's what the Torah is telling you. As onimach. This is the onis that's by you. That's the way Leket Shechem Peh is supposed to begin. That's the way it's supposed to be. Now, most people don't live up to this. They walk around the field, it's their field. The poor person comes to the field, he's a schnorrer. You make him feel like a schnorrer. You tell him, hey, that's not like it. Go there, yeah, you're getting in the way. You're a schnorrer. You're a schnorrer, right? Don't get in the way. You're blocking the lawnmower. What do you move? You could very easily make a person feel like a schnorrer. Well, you can make the Oni feel like he's a partner in the field. These are two approaches you could do. Now, obviously, if you make the pauper feel like a schnorrer, he's not hanging out. He's quickly run somewhere else and be a schnorrer over there till they kick him out, till he feels kicked out. How much could he do? How much could somebody put up with? Boaz tells Ruth. He tells, not Ruth, he tells his Naogim. Go back a couple of psukim. He tells his Nahorim. Vayitzav Boyaz es Nahorim. And Boyaz commands his Nahorim. Beina Morim Telake. She should go and collect him between the piles here. The Al Tachlimuha. Don't embarrass her. Don't make her feel like an oni. Make her feel like a balabasta. Memela Rus felt like a balabasta. She was able to go the whole day and collect like Biyad HaMelech. She was able to come back with such a peckle that she came back with. When Nomi saw what she came back with, she said, there's somebody here behind this. Because if you were treated like a schnorrer, you couldn't be so successful. Yehei Makirech, the one who recognized you, the one who treated you like a shutter. He should talk it. So I want to tell you, it could be, what made Boaz was always about stalking, about chesed. What made him go extra out of his way for Ruth? What made him, because since Ruth put her total bitochen in Hashem, so Boaz felt she shouldn't feel like anybody's involved in giving her any. Asher bos lach says tachas kenov. Since you put total bitachon in Hashem, I don't want you to feel in any way. And that's why he gave extra warning. Vayitzav es Naorim. He commanded his Naorim. He told her to eat where they eat from, the workers. You're a baal boss here because you put your total bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I want you to feel that it's a zon imach, that what you get is straight from the bunch. That could be that. Okay.